Grace, mercy, and peace be to you as we close out 2023 and step into a new year. Here we are, just the seventh day of Christmas, but almost all the retail decorations have been taken down or sold at bargain prices. Radios have quit playing Christmas music, and the holiday movies are all done in the TV stations. Well, maybe with the exception of the Hallmark Channel. The secular world is moving on. And even in our gospel reading for today, Jesus is already at an age to be dedicated in the temple. It's not very often that the Sunday after Christmas falls on December 31st. It won't happen again until 2028. So while we typically in church try to preserve the 12 days of Christmas, I'd like to also focus on our moving into another new year. Now, I'll tell you, I'm not typically one who will make all kinds of New Year's resolutions. Most of those don't last very long anyway. But I do think that as we enter a new year, it is a good time to reaffirm our commitments to what we hold to be important. In today's gospel text, Mary and Joseph followed the long-standing Jewish tradition of bringing their firstborn to the temple to dedicate him. The practice suggests that Jesus was being raised in a very traditional Jewish home where he would learn the faith of his ancestors. Luke tells us that there were a couple of wise old church people who spent countless hours at the temple, hoping and praying that they would see the Messiah before they died. The first character introduced by Luke is Simeon, who was described as a righteous and devout man. God's Spirit had promised Simeon that he would not die until he saw the Messiah. And upon laying his eyes on Jesus, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God for fulfilling his promise. Simeon's words are familiar to us because to this day they are included in our liturgy. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. A second character, the aged prophet Anna, similarly saw the child and began praising the salvation of Israel to anybody who would listen to her. These elders of the faith were able to see what the average person could not. God had given them a gift in their faith that would bless their last days. Now, we perhaps have not seen Christ with our own eyes, yet we have seen the impact and the wonders of 2,000 years of faith in Jesus. In many ways, we've gotten to see way more than either Simeon or Anna. We have seen the life, the death, the resurrection of our Lord, and we see life today through the eyes of faith. People around the world generously give of themselves to serve in their churches and in the many missions that feed the poor, that care for the sick, that visit the lonely, and ministers regularly urge people to righteous living. Now, there certainly have been embarrassing, if not downright awful moments in the history of the church. We are, after all, human, a human institution dealing with the brokenness that impacts all of us. But we are also the ongoing testimony to the grace and love of Jesus. The promise continues through God's Spirit living and working in us. So for all that we may not be able to do, as 2024 begins, let us join Mary and Joseph in coming to the temple, or in our case, the church, to dedicate ourselves to being our best possible selves in service to one another. We can't save the world. That is God's work. But we can continue to care for one another, to continue to feed those who are hungry, to comfort the downtrodden, to minister to the sick, and to lend a hand to those among us who are struggling. The gospel is good news, and certainly as we enter 2024, good news is at a premium. After all, we are the Simeons and the Annas of today. As we did on Christmas Eve, let's light a candle of hope each day, because one light dispels the darkness. Amen.